It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's the Spiegel and Holmes show, but kind of like Bernstein and Harris. Shana Tova, Happy New Year. Spiegs has the day off. He actually left in the last segment when he realized the sun was going down.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
We're also going to get a breakdown of what you should be worried about when it comes to Carolina, if anything. Chris McClain's going to join us next. Jason Leisure's in the building.
See, I was just glad to hear Spiegel wasn't on the damn show. Last time I came on with you guys, he had so many damn jokes about the trade, about Bryce. So I was so glad to hear that he is off today. Beautiful timing.
Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
He must have friends.
Friends. What this guy?
Chris, stay well, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Be good. And tell Spiegel I was happy he wasn't there, all right?
Oh, we got that. You said that twice.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. We're going to play it for him. We're not even going to tell him. We're going to play it for him that you are happy that he's not here.
It's Rosh Hashanah. You haven't forgotten?
I got a game against Winchester, Pop.
It's a very holy day, Dave. It goes back a lot longer than any one of us. You show respect and get to temple.
Our weekly chat with Dave Wansta is next. Coach, good to see you.
Absolutely. Great being with you guys.
Say the line.
Hey, where is Spiggs?
Yeah!
Danny, where's Spiggs? I love when you put the, oh, God, where is Spiggs?
Spiggs at home celebrating the new year.
Yes, I know. We had a thing.
Coach, you missed it earlier.
I love Spiggs.
Big score coming from Air France. I mean, like bags of money like this coming in. There could be like a half a mil coming in. All cash. Mm-hmm. And he said the best time is probably over the weekend. Oh, yeah. So maybe Saturday. Oh, they got the Jewish holiday on Monday. They won't find out till Tuesday. Beautiful.
What about the security?
No. Security?
You're looking at it. It's a joke. I'm the Midnight Date Man. I'm the Commandant.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
That man is back.
What up, Chris McClain? Da-da, slander.
What the hell?
Exactly. Exactly. What did I do to you, Chris McClain?
I was really surprised by the reaction. And the double back was even more surprising.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. He's got some Bears inferiority complex going on because Bryce Young appears to be a dog with fleas for them. And they gave up everything they gave up, and they're still kind of where they are. But it wasn't when he came on here. Any of our listeners who were like, I don't remember Spiegs being a jackass to Chris McClain. But now I remember as I went and looked at him. He hosts the Mac and Bone show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He asked me to come on there one time. And
you just destroyed him?
I just absolutely went in hard. Yeah. Aww. That's where it was. It good-naturedly, but just pointing out just what a terrible spot Carolina was in and how the Bears were feeling good about themselves and very excited as
you
the draft
like
approached.
A really nice guy.
I'll do it again.
I'll do it again.
Hey, man, our mutual friend Jason Koff once outed me as a fake good guy. And that was a hard thing for me to hear because I like to think I'm a good guy. But there's some evil inside all of us, Lawrence.
Hey, I'm with you. The darkness sometimes rises up.
It does.
You know?
And it rose up on the Mac and Bone show.
Poor
Charlotte.
Poor Chris McClain. Now
that's where mine comes up.
Now
it's out of town radio.
His pain. I get what's going on here now. Like at first I was like, oh, they're old friends. You know what I mean? Like it would be like me going on DA's show and busting DA's balls, or him coming on here and busting mine. Because we're old friends.
You're old dudes.
That's different.
Yeah, I just followed Chris McClain on Twitter.
Now he's gonna
you're gonna get it.
Let's go. It's on now. Wow. Mac and Bone.
Wow.
Gonna punch. I don't know whether I'm punching down.
Sideways.
He's punching sideways. Yeah, I think sideways is right.
Radio losers.
Well,
we're all that. Radio losers.
We're gonna try and mend that relationship at some point.
I like that. I like you as the peacemaker.
I don't know if I'm the peacemaker. I can
the fence mender.
I can be a bit of an ambassador, uh-huh. And I've already had multiple people go. You know that you could probably link these things together if you wanted.
Interesting.
It's like I haven't really wanted to, mm-hmm. but. I like you in a good space.
I'm in a good space.
I know you are, but
where is Spigs?
I'm right
about
here.
Think about how much better of a space if you didn't have like a feud going on.
Yeah, well, you know, you do know me. I don't enjoy an active, legit feud. I don't like being a part of one. That's true.
We'll
with
see.
Chris McClain, that's more my kind of feud.
Yeah, and that's actually fun. That can be a good thing, I think, even for the show.
Uh-huh.
The other thing I'm not so sure about, but we'll see.
If the Bears pound the hell out of the Panthers on Sunday, let's get Chris McClain back on for a moment so I can really make all the jokes. I'll put a writing staff on payroll on Sunday night.
May I make an offer, a suggestion for one of the things?
Yes,
you
sir.
Just brought the word up. Isn't their whole thing keep pounding? So, like, if the Bears do pound, like, hey, welcome them in, uh-huh. like, hey, how's that pounding going?
Yeah, look, let's see. I mean, I will farm out some Panthers jokes material. We'll get Roy Wood Jr. writing jokes. I'll get my guy, Peter Gross, who used to be the head writer for the Seth Meyers show. We'll have him writing jokes. Let's get all these people on staff writing jokes to pound the Panthers if need be.
I like that. I think that is a really good idea. But it does bring up something that we should talk about on today's show. By the way, Young Robbie is helping out. Shane, he's got the day off. Tanny, obviously, the Sultan of Sound himself, is taking care of us on the ones and twos. We were having a discussion on yesterday's show, and it was fun because Jason Leisure had never spent time with Wani. He's a former Dolphins reporter, but it was after Dave, and he grew up here during the Wanstead era. So he didn't quite know how to interact with him. And I said, is this going to be an issue for you? And he's like, no, I'll come in. It'll be fine. And he walked out of here and he was like, I totally get why you like gush over Wanstead now. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But inside of the conversation, he was saying how he felt Sunday is a must win.
Leisure thinks it's a must win. I think he's right about that because this is the stretch. I mean, we talked about all these games before the division games come for the Bears as an opportunity in these first. It's the first nine, right, where you dreamt of them being 7-2, but you would have taken 6-3. And you'd still like to be 6-3 or at the very least 5-4. There's no way you're 6-3 if one of your losses is to Carolina at home this Sunday. I don't think that's doable.
So one of the arguments that Leisure made, and I think it's a pretty good one, he said if you look at the Bears' schedule and you say Indianapolis, Carolina, Jacksonville, those three games are games that you need to take 2 out of 3. If you're going to have anything to say in the back half of the season because of all the games inside of the division – doesn't this game strike you, if you're taking on one of the worst teams, you're coming off of a win, you're at home, it's Andy Dalton who's coming to town, doesn't it strike you as being significant and important to get this dub before you head across the pond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it definitely does. I think it definitely does, and you can see a three-game win streak going into the bye from here. Pretty damn easily.
You sure could.
With the dysfunction in Jacksonville. And so coming home and sitting at 4-2, heading into a bye, would feel pretty damn good and would feel kind of essential for the dreams that you have of being a participant in games of consequence in late December at the very, very least.
So let me try to correctly represent Dave Wanstead's point of view, too. Wani was saying, look, I expect the Bears to win this game. It was one of his picks in his pick 4 for 4 Wins Casino. He did say, though, you need to take this game seriously. That if he were coaching the Bears this week, that this would be a very serious week of preparation because you don't want to fall behind and be lax. So this morning when, as a show, we were checking out some of the press conference stuff, it struck us. There's someone at Halas Hall who is taking this very seriously. Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator for the Bears, I think if you want them to be in that place of, hey, don't think that this is just a walkover game, check out the Bears DC.
Looking forward to playing again at home at Soldier Field in front of our fans. That's going to be a tremendous boost for us. The atmosphere was fantastic last week. This offense that we're going to face this week clearly has gotten itself situated in the last couple of weeks. You know, the production has been there. The organization has been there. They've moved the ball efficiently in the last couple of games, the result of the game aside. So we're going to have to be really on top of our game to match with this offense, to execute, and to do the things that will lead to us winning. The star of this offense, in my opinion, is the offensive line and the running back. The production, especially with the outside zone concepts, those things are fantastic. They do a great job of blocking movement concepts up front and protecting the quarterback. This is an experienced single caller, Andy Dalton. He's played in a lot of big games, been in a lot of situations that will lend itself toward him being able to be efficient as far as directing this offense. And obviously we had a chance to compete against the head coach as a signal caller, as a play caller, last year when we played Tampa Bay. Be a great challenge for us. We're looking forward to it. We've had a couple of really good days of preparation going into this afternoon, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
That's good stuff from Eric Washington, and it fits with the capsule on the Panthers that I gave you on Wednesday when we turned the page and thought about this team. In the first 2 weeks of the season with Bryce Young, the Panthers were dead last in yards per game and points per game. The last 2 weeks with Andy Dalton, they have been fifth in the league with 406 yards per game and sixth in scoring at 30 points per game. And it's because Dave Canales knows what the hell he's doing. They have designed it around the run game and the offensive line. Eric Washington gives you the real deal there. It was set up for a quarterback to competently take an offense through and take advantage of an effective run game by going to play action and or taking advantage of an effective run game by just hitting some quick hitters into the empty space that is available there where the linebackers were. Just like Jalen Johnson was telling us what McVay does, Canales has set up a thing. Bryce Young couldn't do it. He was an overwhelmed kid who could not do his part of what a functional offense needs. And it's so big what a quarterback does. Now here's Andy Dalton, who knows what the hell he's doing. It's not like he's great, but he's certainly above baseline level. He is above replacement in terms of his knowledge and his efficiency and his execution. So unsurprisingly, they still lead with the run game and Chuba Hubbard and an offensive line that knows what they're doing, and then all Andy Dalton has to do is execute the offense, and bing, bang, boom, they're very good.
Another thing that Dave Canales knows, this offensive coaching staff, he worked with Shane Waldron.
In Seattle.
He worked with Mr. Joseph.
Canales was actually the quarterback coach when both of them were there. There's a lot of people that think on a personality perspective and a communication perspective that he's the guy you should credit for Geno Smith's turnaround more than Waldron or Kerry Joseph. A lot of people think that.
So it's important. I like the way that Washington is talking about this game, and I feel like we just heard like what his approach was in the meeting room.
Seriousness.
Very serious. Like, listen, we had a great game. You guys made plays last week. Let's not get crazy. Let's get down to business, and we'll see if the Bears are going to be able to do that. Let's take a quick timeout. The reason why, I can't wait. Didn't we start this segment?
You and I were the first show to get Matt Bowen on the score. 100%. It was
Film room.
Yeah, we did the film room. We had the old school film projector going. It was during our 5 months together. after Mac had left, before what ended up being me and Manalee, right? Mm-hmm. So, and we had, we were the first show to put Matt Bowen on. It was your idea, and we did it, and it was super fun and so informative. It was during a time, Lawrence, when the zone read was sweeping the college and pro football nation, and I learned how to read it and talk about it from Matt Bowen.
We made a deal with the Midday Show that we get Matt Bowen every other week. This is every other week. Matt Bowen talks ball with us next on The Score.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
Teams are not going to get away from playing cover two and playing corners and playing two man. Why would they? Why would they? Why would they change? Now, there are teams that are more aggressive, more man heavy, more pressure heavy. But why would you change what you are? And offenses have to find answers.
7-year NFL veteran.
Running left. And a big gain on first down. He picked up another first down, but the ball came out. Matt Bowen knocked it out.
You see the pressure on the outside by Matt Bowen.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it. Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Matt Bowen doesn't do what Matt Bowen does. That would have been a touchdown.
Defensive back coach for IC Catholic football.
One of the greatest things and most rewarding things about being a high school coach is to see the impact it can have on your student athletes.
Matt Bowen is in charge of the defensive backs, former NFL player.
And that will be the final play. IC Catholic, for the sixth time, comes to the state championship game, and for the sixth time, they win it.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We are very excited to have Matt Bowen's expertise here on Spiegel and Holmes. Let's talk with him. His segment is brought to you by McGrath City Honda. When you do the math, you choose McGrath.
This is so exciting, Matt, to get to talk to you again, man. I'm so looking forward to it. We don't have to reference the hit you put on Trunk Candidate in camp. I mean, we could do it down the road, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot we don't have to do anymore because we already know each other. But thank you. Do you want to know the terms of the trade that we made with the Midday Show?
I would like to know. I just found out Wednesday night.
It was a 30-pack of Natty Light.
Oh, no, he's worth more than that.
That's what we did. And that's going to also be the added compensation for you is a 30-pack of Natty Light.
Well, you know my rule. I said an inch. I'm going to drink beer that comes in 30-packs. So there you go.
So what if, like, Guinness Stout came in a 30-pack? What do we do with that?
I'll drink it.
100% he's going to drink it. So
good to know.
So we're glad to have you over here on the afternoon show. Thank you for being flexible because we know that you have all sorts of work that you need to do. I want to start with this because Spiegs and I were talking about it in the first segment. We were listening to Eric Washington. What is the difference between facing a struggling young quarterback like what Bryce Young was to now a veteran quarterback that's seen a lot? What are the dangers if you're the Bears defense?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to prepare for what is now a functional NFL offense. And what I mean by that is it's going to be a balanced offense. You have the run game element. Andy Dalton can read it out quickly from the pocket. You look at the numbers right now. I was looking at him today. He is in the top five of getting the ball out in terms of time to throw, right? Because he's seen everything, to your point, Lawrence, right? Ball's going to come out quickly. He knows the windows are. He's seen every coverage. And at this point of his career, this is just my opinion, I feel like he's playing with nothing to lose, guys, right? He was brought in as a veteran backup. Now he's a starter. Why not go out there and be aggressive? You've seen in the last two football games what he has done, how he's involved his receivers. And I think overall that Panthers offense is a much more aggressive unit that is willing to push the ball down the field.
Boy, that's a good point, because if anything, the knock on Dalton has been not aggressive enough. Ooh. So if he's been branded a backup and has dreams of having a late career resurgence somewhere, he's going to have to show him that he can put up huge numbers. So should the defense be ready for him to take some of those chances? They're damaged at the wide receiver depth chart, but still he might take some of those chances down the field, to your point, Matt.
I do, and I think they saw some of it last year, Speaks. Look what happened when they played Cleveland when Joe Flacco was that quarterback. I think it was the same situation. And you saw it last week when Joe Flacco came in to get, you know, playing again for the Colts. They're much more willing, like I said, to push the ball down the field. So you have to know, if you're in cover two as a safety, where the weak spots are, where Andy Dalton knows he can attack the coverage, where the windows are down the field that he wants to push the football. If you're in man coverage, down and distance situation, ball in between the 40s, that's what I call the shot zone area of the field. Is it first and 10, ball in between the 40s? Guess what? The alarms have to go off right now in the secondary, because that's when you're going to get those vertical throws down the field. So simple things like that, playing with high-level football intelligence because of what Andy Dalton brings to the table.
Matt, I heard David Canales say something that I wanted to run by you because, one, you were a guy that could get downhill as a defensive player, and two, you're a coach. Canales said about Chuba Hubbard and the run game, what they coach the running backs to do is follow the play up to the line of scrimmage. They give the coaches the respect of following the play up to the line of scrimmage, and then get creative if you want. When you hear that, how do you envision that? How does that work?
That's a great question. I agree 100% with what he's saying, because what he means by that is if it's an A-gap run, you want the running back to press the A-gap, okay? Give the respect to the coaches, right? That's where the ball is supposed to go. After that, you have to turn it into a creator, okay? If it's limited daylight, drop your shoulder, give me three or four, okay? Because that's a positive run in the NFL. If it's not limited and you can bounce the ball outside, you can make a cut to work back to the backside of the formation. Do that because you have the ability to make things happen. And then also understand as a running back is that we can't block everyone, right? We cannot. The safety is usually unblocked. So that's your responsibility. So give us the respect of getting to the A-gap, make a play, and then now you have to beat the safety. Either make a miss or drop your pads and run through him. But I think that's the point he's getting at. And I see it often, guys, at the high school level, right? Because young running backs, what they want to do is bounce the football, right? Because that's what I did in 7th and 8th grade. When they get to high school, they always want to run to the perimeter, run outside. But you have to, again, like the coach is saying, give that respect to the scheme. Hit the ball where it's supposed to go and then become that creative player.
So how does what you're talking about, you know, compare to what we've seen with DeAndre Swift? Mm-hmm. With DeAndre Swift, because the Bears did a lot of outside zone in the first three games.
Yep.
And then switched to some inside zone. And this past weekend, Matt, it looked like DeAndre Swift was running a little bit more directly. It looked like he was.
I agree with you.
You agree? So,
I agree.
So is that because of the scheme that shifted, or is that mindset? I wonder why that happened.
I think a little bit of both speaks. I would agree with you, especially if you go back to the Houston game. There were too many times DeAndre Swift wanted to voluntarily get to the edge, right? Now, look, I know it's outside zone, but there's different paths in outside zone. You can bounce the ball outside. You can stick your foot, get north and south, or you can bend the ball, right? But too often, I don't think he was giving the run enough time to develop. I think he was pressing. I think he was playing fast. And, look, that happens to players when things aren't going their way, right? You can talk about it in any position. Any position, when things aren't going your way, you try to create much too early within the scheme. And to your point, Speaks, I think they made some adjustments last week and put them more on a north-south track. Because a north-south track in this league, if you can average 3 or 4 yards a carry, now you're 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6. That's okay. That's good football. That's quality football in the NFL. And then you hope, when you continue to hit that north-south track, that what's going to happen? Eventually he's going to hit a home run. And he did that later in the football game because he followed the scheme.
I think this is important stuff for Bears fans to wrap their heads around, because oftentimes the conversations are, he keeps taking it outside. I just want to see plays where he goes right at it. And sometimes we blame a back, but sometimes it's the scheme. And like you're saying, maybe it's a little bit of both. We think that Shane Waldron adjusted with more inside zone type runs this past week. Do you expect that to continue, whether it's DeAndre Swift or Roschon Johnson in the backfield? Do we expect that to continue this week and beyond?
I think it will. I think it will because the run hits faster, right, when you're going downhill. It hits faster. It's more defined.
And the players seem to go to Shane and tell him that's what they wanted on some level.
Right, and I like inside zone more than outside zone. Look, I think outside zone is the perfect complement to your play action passing game. You can marry them both together. They are mirrored. They look the same, right? But inside zone, I've always been a big believer in inside zone because of how fast it hits downhill. And it's either hit downhill north-south or bend the ball immediately to daylight. There's not a lot of – you take out a lot of the complicated actions in that play, right? So I've always been a big believer in inside zone. You can still run your play action off it, but I think it gives a running back like DeAndre Swift, who has that second-level speed – to get north and south, and especially with Roschon Johnson, you definitely want him on a north-south track because of what he is as a player, because of his traits, because of his power behind his pads. You want him getting downhill.
You said something important, that the outside zone is easier to marry to play action. Is that why a guy like Shane Waldron and others are resistant to just going straight downhill because they think it's easier to do play action off outside zone?
It is, and it's easier to pass protect. Just think, if you're going outside zone and your zone stepping up front as an offensive lineman, what is the defensive line doing? They're not getting north and south now, right, Speaks? Yeah. So they're working laterally to the line of scrimmage. And that helps your pass protection up front. Also gives your quarterback a defined pocket to throw from where he can come off the play action, set his back foot, and drive the football. And on top of that, what does it do to the second-level player? They got to move too, right? Everyone's moving in one direction. Mm. It sets up play action, and it also sets up boot. If you have a backside edge defender that continues to crash hard, now you take Caleb Williams and boot him to the outside, and that's when you get that true run-pass option because of what he brings to this offense.
Matt, I want to be really fair to Caleb Williams whenever I'm doing whatever level of analysis that I'm capable of doing. I feel like when I watch him check these things down, I feel like I'm watching growth. Is this growth?
I think it is. A couple of things you're seeing that are growth. One, his ability to hang in the pocket. Okay, I think you're seeing that at a more accelerated rate now. I think early in the season, what do you want to do? You want to eject and get outside, which, again, that's part of the reason you drafted him because he has those creative tools as a thrower. However, I think you're seeing him hang in the pocket a little bit more. I think the ball's coming out much more in rhythm. Can still get faster. There's no question about that. And to your point, Lawrence, and I've always said this about quarterbacks, there's nothing wrong with taking the throws that are available. Those are quality plays in the NFL. You take an underneath throw, you can move the chains. You take an underneath throw, you can set up third down. You take an underneath throw, you can live to see another down in that series, more importantly, right, without turning the football over or throwing it into a tight window. I think where he has to improve, this includes Shane Waldron, wide receivers, pass protection, the entire Bears offense, creating more explosive plays. Lawrence, we talked about it earlier in the season. I have a number for you right here. Caleb Williams on throws of 15 or more air yards. That means the ball's in the air for 15 yards. He has 5 of 29 passing this year.
Oof.
Okay, so that's where you got to improve, guys, right? You got to hit the shots down the field. They're going to call shot plays. They're going to call them. Every Sunday we're going to see it. You got to hit those throws. And again, 15 yards doesn't mean you're throwing a deep ball every time. That could be a deep end breaker. It could be a deeper slant. It could be, working to the post. A simple seam route to the tight end. Those can turn into explosive plays, but you got to hit them much more consistently.
And Matt, last thing, we only got like 30 seconds. Do we need to give Shane Waldron a restart in terms of evaluating him now that they've shifted what the run game is doing? Like, I don't see things kind of building upon themselves and heading towards art altogether as an offense. But maybe we need to give a restart now that things have shifted as much as they did last week.
I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt because if they can run the football speeds, this is a much different offense. It's a much different football team. You have to have that element, especially for a young quarterback.
Matt, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for putting us inside of your rotation here at the Score. It's a big deal for sure. And the afternoon show and the mob thanks you for it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. You too.
That is Matt Bowen. He is outstanding.
I just learned a lot.
That's why I love having him on, because he's terrific. We're going to learn some more. Dan Wiederer is going to join us. What's been going on at Halas Hall? How are the Bears getting ready? Dan's going to tell you next on The Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.